Today's program is supported by LinkedIn. Everything you see, you think, and even you feel is because of language. It is because of what you read, you say, and because of what you hear. But hearing is only significant if you're truly listening. I suggest deep listening in order to have insight and vision and imagination and tell yourself a new story. And that deep listening comes from listening with your ears, which means listening to every word very carefully that is spoken without interruption. Listening with the instrument that we call our ears. But then we can listen with our body language. When you observe body language, which is tone of voice, eye movements, just gestures, facial expressions, whether a person is tight or relaxed, and you feel your own body, then you're doing body listening. Then there's mental listening, which is analyzing what is being said on the level of information. There's emotional listening. Am I connecting with this emotionally, or does this not make any sense to me emotionally? It doesn't give me any joy, or does it? And finally, it's listening with the soul, which means to take time to be totally quiet and listen to your inner voice, which speaks without words in many ways, listening to the silence between words, listening with the instruments of the flesh, the instrument of the mind, the instrument of the emotions, and ultimately with the soul. Thank you for joining me and listening to me today. Listening is a critical part of working with others. Our supporter today has built a platform that taps into our need to both see and hear potential team members' strengths and assets. If you're looking to hire, please consider posting a job today at linkedin.com/dailybreath and get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/dailybreath. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you for all the listening you have offered me today. Becoming a deep listener can strengthen relationships, your ability to work with people, and certainly your ability to resolve conflict and difference. Please join me tomorrow as we speak further about the power of words in resolving conflict in our most important relationships.